Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, we welcome you to the OPT network. Also want to remind you that you can reach out and connect with the OPT Network at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. And our website is always an option. Again, www.onpointcxmas.com. If you're just getting your Tuesday morning started, it's April the 9th, and it's 7:37. And as always, we like to remind you about school buses, school zones, and school kids. Yep, they're traveling just as we all are in the morning. And sometimes when you're just in a hurry, it can be cumbersome, especially as the traffic seems to be mounting on the roads, the highways, and the interstates. So we like to remind you always to give yourself enough time to slow down and get there safely. And so remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, help our crossing guards, help our school resource officers to help our kids to get to school safely. And you know, this morning as we were traveling in, I've just made a mental note of the school bus, and it says, you know, what state law requires that when this vehicle stops, when it is loading and unloading, you must stop. So, you know what, sometimes it's hard when you get behind school buses, but it is absolutely necessary that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. And you know what, it can just simply slow you down when a school bus has got to stop and unload, and that happened to us this morning. We had to stop and let it unload before we could get on our way. But we just want to remind you that it's critically important. And remember, the magic hour is 9 o'clock. And every single morning, we try to remind you about staying focused and staying engaged. And yesterday, I was reading an article that said, stop daydreaming and focus on driving. Keep your mind on the road and your hands on the wheel. At least that's the warning we should heed from a new study about the causes of many traffic fatalities. And you never would have thought many of the causes are daydreaming. Apparently, you're 5 times more likely to be involved in a fatal crash because you were lost in thought. Yes, who knew you were lost in thought more than being actually distracted by using electronic devices, according to a new research study? And so the results, they say, are absolutely disturbing. The study focused on 65,000 fatal accidents that occurred in the United States over the last 2 years, identifying 10% as the result of some form of distracted driving in line with federal and other insurance industry estimates. And so this morning, you know, we add that to the mix. Who knew that daydreaming was a large cause for fatal accidents? Well, it is. And so this morning we want to remind you to stay engaged. And you know, we talk about accidents all the time. And another form of distraction that they called for and talked about was rubbernecking. And when we see those accidents, we are all guilty of rubbernecking. It also talked about kids or other vehicle occupants that can be distracting, or reaching for an object in the car. And you know what I'm talking about. When you are traveling in and you don't have your cell phone right there and you're reaching around to see where it's at to make sure that you have it, they say this is also included in the list of distractions. And then the next thing that they talked about is eating or drinking. So there are so many things that are vying for our attention in the morning, and these are just a few. But at the top of the list, daydreaming. So we want to encourage you this morning to get engaged, make sure that you're in the game, and make sure that you're watching out for all of those distractions. Make sure that you are fully alert, fully aware, fully available for what you're doing right now. So we hope that as you're traveling in on this Tuesday morning, that you've got a safe trip ahead and that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. We've got a lot of things that we want to tell you about, and what we're going to do is take a quick break here, but we've got some things coming up. The American Cancer Society is having their Relay for Life, and we're going to tell you how you can help to fight back against cancer, and we're going to tell you when and where that's happening so that you can put that on your calendar. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We hope that your Tuesday morning is off to a really great start. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solution in healthcare. Listen, it is open enrollment. It started April 1st. We want to make sure that if you're on LaChip or Medicaid, they're taking care of families. They're doing everything necessary to make sure that you get the care that you need. Well, all you've got to do is phone for your open enrollment and say, I'd like to choose Amerigroup Real Solutions. You can do that by phoning 1-855-229-6848. Don't miss this opportunity, because if you do, they will assign you to the group that they have chosen. Choose Amerigroup Real Solutions for the best in healthcare solutions. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. And I tell you what, I don't think that there are any insurance agents that work harder than Rosa Fields and her team to make sure that the community and surrounding areas have what they need when it comes to the best information in home, auto, and life insurance. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1881, and there will be someone on the other end to help to make sure that you have what you need. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, here's the website, www.hicksonhasit.com. 24/7, you can go to www.hicksonhasit.com. Also want to remind you about the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. It helps the community fight back against cancer. It's going to be happening on April the 12th at the Holy Savior Menard High School. The event works to ensure that cancer patients are provided essential programs and services. In 2012, the dollars raised by the Relay for Life events made a difference for over 22,000 people diagnosed with cancer. And so if you want to be a part of the change that you want to see, April the 12th is how you can be a part of that change at the Holy Savior Menard High School. So just want to remind you about that, and we'll keep reminding you so that you'll be able to make sure that you carve out some time to be at the Relay for Life. You know, changing subject just a little bit. You know, I talk about DC and I fishing all the time, and we fish literally almost every Saturday unless something catastrophic happens. And so far, nothing, thank God, catastrophic has happened, so we fish on Saturdays. We get up very, very early in the morning, even earlier than what we do to come to work in the morning. And so as everybody is trying to figure out what the fish are doing, all of the anglers are trying to figure out if the fish are spawning, if they're not spawning, are they confused, where are they? Well, if you're an angler, then you probably know that white perch season is coming to an end, and for some reason the fish are confused. Well, I say all that to say that since the fish have been confused, that means that fishing has been a little bit more challenging. And so as I do when I go out fishing with DC, I don't fish, of course. I just use it as an opportunity to just really enjoy and connect with God and nature and everything that's happening and surrounding me. And so one of the things that I have been doing is thinking a lot. And in that thinking, I started to ask myself some questions, and some very poignant questions that I hope that this conversation will provoke you to ask of yourself. I started to ask myself, if I was doing absolutely everything that I could do and that I can do with the gifts and the talents that I believe and that I'm pretty sure that God has given me, a lot of people are still looking for those gifts. They're still trying to figure it out. And I started to ask myself that question. And then so on Sunday, after we came back from Darlene's Get Fit wonderful, wonderful event, we sat outside and we were grilling, and our neighbor came over and we began to talk. And she talked about some things that were happening in our community and with people that we know. And she talked about people being laid off, and even in her own family, after 20 plus years of service and being laid off, and how life is changing. And so it brought me back to that very poignant question of, am I doing everything that I can do with what I have? And so I started to say to DC that one of the things that I love to do is I love to read, and that's why we bring so many incredible authors to the OPT network. I love to read. I love to read articles. I read their books. And we choose what we feel are some of the most amazing people, the most inspiring people, the most knowledgeable people, the smartest people from around the country to come in and inspire us all. And so as I have been reading these books and reading articles, I started to wonder what else there was for me. And what else I should be doing. And so I got in my spirit, and people who really know me know that I love, love, love. I love words. You know how some people collect angels, some people collect roosters, you know, some people are collectors of things. Well, I am a collector of words. And so one of the things that I used to do and got too busy to do was to write. And so as I was pondering, am I doing all that I can do? Am I using everything that I have? This is what fell into my spirit. And so I said to a friend, and I said to DC the other day, I said, you know, I am going to start writing, almost like a blog, if you will. Just start writing. And some of those things I would share with you. Well, a couple of weekends ago, excuse me, I got just some things in my spirit that I should write about. And so one of the things
that I wanted to write about, and all of this is going to connect if you just stay with me. You know, I was talking about my neighbor, and I was talking about people that have lost their jobs after so many years of service and have found themselves in another season, a season that they hadn't anticipated being in. And so one of the things that I decided to write about is this. Have I decided that life has passed me by? And is it too late for me? And so I wanted to share this with you. And I believe that as I pen this, that it is going to resonate with you and with your spirit. And this is what I wrote. It says, have you decided consciously or unconsciously that your dreams, your hopes for a better tomorrow have passed you by? Have you systematically and strategically decided that others are more suited for success than you? Have you stopped believing in possibility and started clinging to impossibility? Have you allowed others to convince you that your dreams and aspirations are so prodigious? And what that means is that they're so big, they're so enormous, they're so Herculean, so towering, that the great I am is unable to somehow and unwilling to stand on the words that he whispered so sweetly into the soul that is you. Why have we continually counted ourselves out? And so easily, why have we lain down like lambs awaiting the slaughter? Why have we not fought against the canard? And canard is lies. Yeah, it's the untruisms. It's the fraud that is being perpetrated on our minds from those powers that come to say, how are you going to do that? Why would you do that? How can you do it? Why have we just lain down? Why have we believed those lies really from birth until the time we lie down to die? If faith is real and solvent, why is it so easily discarded, I thought? Like one would discard unwanted trash, faith is said to be the substance of that which we hope for, but we really have no evidence of its manifestation. Have we faith, or have we mere words of faith with no corresponding action? Yes, this is what I wrote, and I believe that this is going to encourage somebody this morning to think about the decisions that you are making about your life, about your gifts, and about your talents. And then I go on to write, what will it take to revisit the impossibilities of self-worth and embrace the possibility for greatness that comes not from ourselves, but through ourselves? Have I decided that failure and fear will be the panacea? The panacea is really the cure, the answer. Or will we make a choice? Will we make a choice to call upon the source that is exponentially grander than ourselves instead of simply surrendering? Well, I would say to you that the fact is, it takes an intrinsic courage that resides in the one who made us. And so as I sat and I penned these words, not only for you, but for me, I said, you know what? I choose to believe in possibility. I choose to believe in the great I am. I choose to believe that those things that God has spoken maybe many, many years ago into my soul, into my spirit, I choose to believe that they will not, that they cannot, they shall not return void. So this morning, as you're traveling in, I would suggest to you that you find the courage. You find the courage to visit possibility once again. Now, if you're one of those people that life has simply turned upside down, the world that you knew, the things that you believed in, the job, the check, all of those things that you thought were sure, if they have suddenly changed, you know, there's that saying that when one door closes, another opens. Well, when you really believe and don't throw that faith away and don't make that just simply lip service, the possibilities are endless. And what we've got to realize is this. Every time one season ends, another is fresh and new. But to walk into that next season, it's going to take a lot of courage, and it's going to take a lot of faith. Everybody, you're on point. We hope that you're off to a really great start. We hope that you've given yourself enough time to get there. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:01, but we'll be back right after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, they have free mammograms available once again. Diane Kitts is the contact person. Let me tell you something. It is our goal to see how many people that we can drive to St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital to have their free mammograms if you're 40 years old and older. If you've never had a mammogram, if you have had a mammogram but it has been several years, please phone 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the show, I did something that I never really do. And that was to share some things, or to share the first thing that I have written. And I said during the last segment that I read so many other people's writings, and I love words. I am a collector of words. So if you hear me use a word, it's not because I am trying to be a show-off. It's simply because I love words. And words are almost like muscles. If you don't use them, you'll lose them. And I'll always tell you what they mean. And if you're a lover of words, then you will appreciate that. And if you're not a lover of words, then it will be an opportunity for you to expand your vocabulary. And people who know me know that for years, I love the dictionary and I love to just collect words. And so as we speak to you on a daily basis, and we encourage you to live your dreams, and to do those things that God has gifted you to do, I started to say to myself, am I doing all that I can do? And one of those gifts that I believe that I have is the gift of writing and words and the love of words. And see, what God really showed me as I sit and I enjoy nature while DC fishes is that if you don't use those things, those gifts that God has given you, that eventually they'll fall by the wayside and you'll lose them. And so this morning, I believe that God really wanted to speak to a lot of people that may be saying, is it too late for me? When you look around yourself and you look at the media and you look at what's happening in the world and you look at everything that seems to be moving toward a younger set of people. It seems like everything is getting younger and younger. You know, there are people that want to go back to school. There are people that want to write. There are people who are great poets and great artists. There are people who have books that lie within their bellies, within their spirits. And I was talking to someone yesterday And we were talking about a person that we both know and love, a family member. And we said, why haven't they taken that degree that they earned and done something with it? And as I was listening during the conversation, it dawned on me, plain and simply, fear. Fear is the most debilitating emotion that there is. And if you don't stand with courage in the face of fear, it will prevent you from birthing. And you hear me talk about all the time the birthing process that people have to go through to get their dreams to fruition. And I said, she is afraid. And she said, I never thought about that. Where you can go to college and you can get a degree and finish school. And then sometimes you're paralyzed because you don't know what's next. And forget about if you've been turned down. If some people have said no to you, then it really, really discourages you from knocking on the next door. And so as I thought about this particular writing, I started thinking about how many people there are that listen to us every single day that are cheering others on, cheering their kids on, cheering people on that are living their dreams and really encouraging them and telling them how great they are and how proud they are. I started thinking about those people that have not really said it. They've not maybe verbalized that it's too late. But everything that they have done subsequent to being too late shows that it is too late, if that makes sense. So in other words, you haven't really said it, but your actions have shown that you just think that it's too late. And then there are those people that have verbalized, oh, I'm too old, I'm too this, or I'm too that. Well, I hope that this morning you will make a conscious decision. And what God said to me is to write the vision. Just get a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper and write the vision. And you start right there. And I've never been a journaler, but this morning I brought my journal and I'm gonna start writing just because I feel that I have been prompted to start writing, to start sharing these thoughts, my thoughts that are probably maybe some of the same thoughts that you're having. And sometimes those voices will come within, those negative self-talk that pervades each of our minds at some point during the day, some more than others, that says, you can't, you're too old, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough, you're not this enough. And I would say to you this morning, I hope that you will find the courage to simply do one thing. Just start with one thing. And I believe this is what it is. Write it down. There is something so strategic and so spiritual about writing it down and putting it before your face so that you can see it every single day. And you may not want to share it with anyone. Sometimes when we share things with people, they hold us accountable. They look for us to do the thing that we said we would do. And sometimes maybe we're just not ready. Maybe we're just saying what we would like to see happen, but we're too afraid. And that's when God said to me, you know, faith, it's really the substance of things that we hope for, but we don't have any evidence that those things will manifest. And that's why it's called faith, because you have to be able to believe in those things that you can't see. You see, God told Abraham to go, and then I'll show you. You see, unfortunately, we're not able to see the path that lie ahead. He said, I'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light that will illuminate your path. But the light, the light doesn't, you know, it doesn't show us the whole path. It just shows us, you know, the next thing, the thing that's right in front of us. And so this morning, I hope that you will find the courage, that you will start to speak it. Speak it to yourself and write it down and figure out what the world is waiting for. They're waiting for things that you have yet to birth. But one thing, ladies, that we know about birthing, and men who have seen women give birth, we know that you've got to go through some things before you birth that baby. Sometimes we have to lament. Sometimes we have to just, you know, go through some pains, some growing pains, before that wonderful, beautiful baby arrives. And life is very much the same way. Nothing worth having, my mother always said, is ever easy. And if it were easy, each and every person would be walking in their destiny right now. Each and every person would be doing those things that they know that they know that they know that they're supposed to do. I was talking to a man yesterday, and he said, Carlette, he said, have you ever just known a thing? And I immediately said, yes, I get that. He said, have you ever just known a thing? You don't have any proof of it, but down deep in you, you just know the thing. Well, I tell you what, I hope this morning that you just know some things. So I'm going to tell you what else is on point. Enough of that. I hope that you got a word that comes from a source much higher than myself. You know, we just allow the great one, the great I am, to work through us, to say what he wants to say, when he wants to say it, how he wants to say it. And when you get that pen and you start pinning, then that's when the miracle happens. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to tell you what's next right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:22, and it's Tuesday, April the 9th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Remember, everything that we do is predicated on a good night's sleep. American Wholesale Mattress can help you to get there. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. And if you go in now through the 15th, time is winding down. They will allow you to purchase whatever mattress that you want with no taxes including, with the exception of Tempur-Pedic. Now, if you go in and purchase a Tempur-Pedic, they're going to make sure that you get $300 in extra merchandise to go along with your Tempur-Pedic mattress. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. State Farm agent Kyle Wolf is serving of Oyles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, I'm going to tell you, I said I try to read everything that comes across my desk, or everything that people send to me. Well, yesterday, one of the producers sent an article from today.com, and it was such an incredible, moving article that we wanted to bring it to you this morning. And the person who authored the article and the movement had actually been on the show. You might remember her name is Sonia Renee. Well, she is a performance, she's a performer, she's a poet, she's an activist, and she's a transformational leader. She is the founder of The Body Is Not an Apology. This is becoming a global movement that is focused on radical self-love and body empowerment. Sonia Renee, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network all the way from sunny California.
Good morning. It's not sunny yet. The sun hasn't come up, but hopefully it will be.
Absolutely. And so, Sonia, when we saw this article, we said this is an important conversation. Let's first of all talk about how The Body Is Not an Apology was actually born.
Indeed. So February 9th of 2011, I was sitting at a friend's house in California, thumbing through my phone, and I had a picture, a selfie, as they call them, a picture I had taken of myself in a black corset. And I really liked this picture. I thought I looked, you know, sexy. Mm-hmm. But I had all of these sort of internal voices telling me that I shouldn't share the picture. And those voices were about, I'm too dark, I'm too big, all of these messages that generally came from someplace else that I began to believe about myself. And they were keeping me from posting this picture. The picture had already been in my phone for 3 months. Wow. And a friend of mine just so happened to have sent me and posted an image on my Facebook page of a plus-size model named Tara Lynn. And so I started looking at pictures of Tara Lynn, and she had just taken on an ad campaign for a lingerie company, and one of her prominent pictures online was her in a black corset. And she looked fantastic. And I thought to myself, someone paid this woman a lot of money to stand there unapologetically in her body in this corset. Why don't I just post this picture where I feel good? And so I post a picture, and underneath it I said, I feel positive and beautiful in this photo. If you have a picture you feel positive and beautiful in, share it.
Wow.
And I woke up the next morning, and like 40 people had posted little pictures of themselves and all of these different, you know, poses and places, but all of them feeling really positive about themselves. And so I just decided to start a Facebook page where we could talk about affirmation and feeling positive in our bodies and loving ourselves. And that was about 17,400 people ago from all over the world, New Zealand, Australia, Thailand, South Africa, all over the United States. People have just decided to step into radical self-love and loving themselves unapologetically.
And you know, you said some things that I thought were really critical. And I talked about that in a couple of segments ago, that negative self-talk. And on your page, you say, you know, that in the picture you were 230 pounds. And you said, you know, I'm too dark, I'm too this, I'm too that. What is the key for women who have a lot of the same negative self-talk about themselves and about their bodies to become more appreciative and more grateful and more comfortable in the body that we own?
I think there are a couple of things, and I talk about this a lot. We do online webinars. We have one called How to Stop Hating Your Body in 30 Days. It's a free online workshop, and it's coming up April 20th. And you can register online at info@thebodyisnotanapology.com. But one of the things that we talk about in this webinar, there are two. One of them is understanding where our self-hatred and self-loathing came from, and understanding generally that it actually doesn't come from us, that we live in a society from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed, we are bombarded with messages that tell us that somehow we're deficient or not good enough. All day long, someone's trying to sell us something to remind us that we're not good enough. There's a huge multi-billion dollar industry that makes money off of our self-loathing. And so our self-loathing is serving someone. It's just not serving us anymore.
Right.
And so one, really getting people to wake up to the idea that that you've been implanted with this notion that you're not good. Mm-hmm. We call it body terrorism, the idea of constantly being under attack for the vessels that we live in. And so one, recognizing that it's not a message from us, it's a message to us for the profit of someone else. And then the other thing is to really begin to disconnect from comparison, that somehow you have to be in measurement to someone else to decide your value.
And how do we do that? How do we do that as women? Because aren't we always consciously or subconsciously doing that?
Well, we are, and it's about interrupting it when we catch ourselves. A fantastic body activist named Glenn Marla says there's no wrong way to have a body. Hmm. And one of the things, just keep reminding yourself, when that negative voice comes up, I stop it in the middle of it, and I say, I'm beautiful and divine, and there is no should on my body.
There is
no should on my body. My body should do this. It should be that. There is no should on my body. Exactly as it is today is divine and beautiful and perfect. Psychologist Carl Jung says the curious paradox is that when we accept ourselves, then we can begin to change.
Wow.
And that is indeed a curious paradox, that once we are stopped being in battle with our bodies, then all of a sudden our bodies align for us to live our biggest, most brilliant lives.
Wow.
And any time before that, we're just fighting it, mm-hmm. you know, which is why you see these statistics of, you know, less than 5% of people who do diets keep the weight off. And so often it's because we're in conflict with our body rather than in alignment with our bodies.
And so for you, Sonia Renee, do you remember the moment, because I'm sure you're like every other woman that you could talk to that needed to fix something or wanted to fix something with their body or themselves. Do you remember the moment when you came into full acceptance with your body, with your skin?
Well, one of the things that I talk about is that radical self-love is not a destination. It's a constant journey. And it ebbs and flows and it winds and it turns. And some days I still don't love every part of my body. And that's part of the journey, is that some days I don't. And some days I'm able to hear that voice and guide it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Most days today I am. One of the biggest body shames that I had. And I want to be clear that we talk about body, the body is not an apology, talks about body from a really broad perspective. It is not just about size or weight. It's about race. It's about gender. It's about disability. It's about age. All of those different manifestations of bodies and the way that we often are shamed for those. But I remember about 7 months into the journey of the body is not an apology after starting it, I have been wearing wigs for a decade. I have what is called traction alopecia. When I was a young girl, my hair follicles were permanently damaged from pulling too tightly in ponytails and braids and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I had permanent bald spots on the sides of my head since third grade. And for years, I just suffered and struggled with shame around it. And I did everything. I did weaves. I did braids. I did curls. I did whatever it is you can do to a black girl's hair. I had done that.
Mm-hmm.
And about a decade earlier, I had started wearing wigs. And I wore them for over 10 years straight. I had people, close, intimate people that I'd loved in my life who had never seen me without my wig. And one day, I mean, like I said, about 7 months and after starting the Body's Not an Apology, I just woke up and said, I'm a hypocrite. Every day I wake up and tell people to love themselves radically, And then I slap on this wig before I walk my dog, before I go to the grocery store, before I have a conversation with a friend. What would it look like to step out of that? And that launched one of the Bodies Not Apologies' biggest projects called Ruckus, R-U-H-C-U-S, Radically Unapologetic Healing Challenge for Us. And I took on a 30-day project to step radically out of hair shame. And I shaved my head bald. And I just was in the world for 30 days bald, practicing what it means to really love myself unconditionally and without this big, giant shame on top of my head that I've been trying to hide. And it was profound. It was profound. And then people around the world started taking up Ruckus projects. And so today it's one of our biggest and most powerful transformational tools to really get out of shame.
Sonya Renee, when you took that step and you said, I am not going to be a slave to this any longer, and you shaved your head, what was that moment? What was that time like?
It was terrifying, you know, like I don't make any qualms about it. It was scary, scary, scary. But one of the awesome things is that the structure of Ruckus really creates it so that there is support throughout the entire journey. I had a ceremony to start the process, what I called a shaving ceremony. I invited 10 people that I love deeply to my house to all participate in cutting my hair. And each of them cut off portions of my hair, and they spoke what they hoped they were removing from me, and then they spoke a blessing of what they hoped would grow in its place. And it really became a part of like living in my community, living in the world, carrying all of the beauty that other people see in me every single day, and allowing that to be my opening to being able to see it in myself.
Wow. Let me get a quick break here. Sonya Renee. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm the average girl from your video. And I can't feel like a supermodel.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're underway or on your way, it's 8:41. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th, and we're joined by Sonya Renee. She is a performer, she's a poet, she's an activist, and she's a transformational leader, and she's the founder of what we're talking about this morning. The body is not an apology. Radical self-love. And I'm going to tell you, if you thought the conversation was good on the air, it's been good off the air. And it is just a conversation, Sonya Renee, that hopefully will make us all think about ourselves and the way that we view ourselves. And one of the things that you talk about in this movement is skin color. I want to talk about that.
Certainly. One of the, is certainly in the U.S. a byproduct of slavery and the ways in which we were assigned additional privileges. And we assigned those based on skin color. Darker people worked in the fields, harder labor. Lighter folks worked in the house, easier labor, more perks. And the dynamic became the closer you were to white, the better you were. There used to be a little poem that is like, if you're light, you're right. And if you're brown, stick around. And if you're black, stay back. Mm. It was a poem from like the 1930s. And it really did talk to the way in which we thought about skin color. We were taught to hate it, to hate that which brought us closer to the source of where we came from. And the remnants of that is seen every single day in our communities. It's seen through our sort of video and rap culture. Lil Wayne has 16 songs where he talks about how much more attractive light-skinned women are than dark-skinned women.
I didn't like, know that song.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he has a song. It says, "Beautiful black queen, I bet that bee looks better red." And red is a tone for red bone, wow. Light skin.
Wow. Go ahead.
We really have internalized that message. But that's not just a U.S.-based message. You see it around the world. India has a caste system based on color. Lower castes are darker. In Latin American countries, the darker you are, the more likely you are to be poorer and disenfranchised. I went to Morocco last summer, and the further south I went in the country, the darker people got, the poorer they got, the less resources they got. So that issue of colorism and its tie to economics and shame is worldwide.
Wow. And so as we were talking about colorism during the break, we both referenced the Dark Girls documentary. And I said to you that it was a hurtful, hurtful documentary. And a documentary and a world that we have lived in that many people are very unaware of the challenges, the hurt, the pain that darker skinned, and maybe, I don't know for men, but especially that women experienced. How do we help those women to love the skin that they're in?
Again, it's so much about really deprogramming ourselves from the messages that we're getting. And so one of the things that we talk about is, one, taking a fast from junk. The same way that we talk about, you know, not putting potato chips and candy and McDonald's in your body every single day and thinking you can stay physically healthy. You can't put reality television and videos and misogynistic rap music in your body every day and think that your spirit is going to stay healthy. And so it's really in some ways about unplugging from those messages, recognizing that the source came from economic and social control that enslaved people of color. Like the entire message of you should hate yourself because you're dark was because someone sold people that looked like you so they could exploit their labor. That has nothing to do with your skin being bad. That has everything to do with really evil motives from a history of folks who have looked to profit off of our skin, mm-hmm. Which in some ways really talks about how invaluable we were rather than valueless. But really disconnecting ourselves from those messages and so that we're not inundated with them every day. And also really starting when girls are young. It's so hard to undo that programming when you're 35,
mm-hmm.
but it is much easier to instill in that three-year-old that she is gorgeous and beautiful. And look what beautiful skin you have. What other colors do you see that you think are beautiful? Why is your skin beautiful? Why are you smart and brilliant? And those are conversations that we can begin having early. I remember, you know, being 5 and sitting down to get my hair done. And so many other black women remember this too. And remember it being just trauma, getting popped in the head with the brush, stop squirming around, uh-huh. We began messages early that something was wrong, right? Something was wrong with our hair, and that's why we were in such pain, sitting between our mama's knees.
Right.
Something was wrong with our skin, and so that's why we only had white dolls or light dolls. We can begin to disengage and deprogram those messages in our little girls today. Make sure that we have models that look like them. They're seeing television shows with positive images that look like them, that they have dolls to play with that look like them, and that we're constantly reminding them that they are divine and beautiful and perfect in the skin that they are in.
Do you think that it's still hard for people to talk about colorism?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because one of the stitches of this garment of inequality that unfortunately we live in this society, still makes shame as one of the best ways to keep it in place. We're so ashamed that we feel these ways about ourselves that we don't talk about them, as if somehow we gave it to ourselves. Yeah. And then in that shame and silence, the self-loathing grows bigger and bigger and bigger. One of the things that we talk about with the body's non-apology is this idea of dis-ease, right? Disease is dis-ease inside right. the body. And there is almost no known dis-ease inside the body that does not die when you take it out of the host of the body. Wow. When you put it out in the world, dis-ease dies. And that is the truth with shame in us as well.
Absolutely. And you know what I loved about the movement, The Body Is Not an Apology, this radical self-love, is that it all emanates from truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how hard is that? How hard is it to be honest with ourselves?
It can be really difficult, but one of the things that we want folks to remember is that our truth, our actual truth, the truth that we came to this planet with, is that we are beautiful and we are loved. That's how we were born. That is our birthright. And so really, when we talk about truth, everything other layer on top of that has been added to us by the world that we live in. And so really, this work is about getting back to our source truth. And so when we're telling those things that are hard, it's really because we are trying to get back to our source truth, the one that we came here with, which is that we are beautiful and we are loved. And we are love, not just loved, but love.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, when we begin to tell those truths, it's really just about saying, I want to be closer to what I know I am, mm-hmm. which is beautiful and love and a reflection of love.
And I think it's important to note that this is not just about African-American women. This is about a culture of women who have not loved themselves for whatever reason. It doesn't matter the ethnic group that you may come from or your ethnicity. It doesn't matter. It is a culture that has somehow been endowed, if you will, upon us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just even women. You know, like I started looking at online girdles for men. Like, they'd have, like, the six-pack abs built into the girl, right? to shame men for not having, you know, these bodybuilder right. bodies, or to shame older people for aging. Like, the ways that we talk about aging people in this society is horrible. So it really is about anybody with a body.
Anybody with a body. Well, Sonia.
Anybody with a body.
I tell you what. So what do you hope that the world, because this is a global movement, what do you hope the most significant thing will be taken away from this global movement will be?
We believe that radical self-love is the foundation for radical human love for a more just and compassionate world. We believe that when we love ourselves, we begin the work of loving the world. And that's social justice. At the end of the day, this is a social justice movement. It's about how do we create a more equitable, honoring, compassionate planet. And the truth is that work starts with us. It doesn't start outside of us. It starts inside of us.
Absolutely.
And the more that we get inside of us, the more we're able to change the world. And that's really what I want.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I got to just note before we leave the conversation is that you and I were talking, and it's almost prophetic that I had talked about finding what else lies within. And many people know you as a great poet, a great spoken word artist, but God said there's more in you, and now this mm-hmm. has opened another door. What does that feel like?
Indeed. It is... such a profound blessing, and I'm so grateful that I listen when I hear God speak. That's one, that I listen when I hear God speak. And so when an opportunity opens itself, you know, one of the things that I say is that nobody is fearless. We are only fear facing, choosing to see that which we are afraid of and choosing to walk anyway, because we believe that what's on the other side of that fear is greater than the fear itself.
Sonia Renee, so, you go ahead. You have been absolutely incredible. I gotta take a break here because we're just about out of time.
Absolutely.
But we would love to have you back. This is an incredible movement. It is The Body Is Not an Apology. Radical self-love. You are amazing. All the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. We've got to take a break. We're back right after
this.
Thank
you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Time just goes by way too fast. It's 8:56. We hope that you're having a great Tuesday. What an incredible conversation. You got to go to the website. It's called The Body Is Not an Apology, Radical Self-Love. But you know, that's what it's all about. It's about getting past the shame, getting past those things that have held us in bondage, and moving toward those things that God has for us. And I'm going to tell you, when you remain in bondage, when you remain in self-hate and self-loathing, you know what? It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible for the miracle that God has lying within each and every one of us to happen. And you know, one of the things that Sonia and I talked about is showing up and standing up in truth. And you know what? Truth can sometimes be challenging, but what we know about the truth is that it does set us free. It does make us free. And that's why we continue to have these profound, deep conversations, so that you will begin to think, so that I will begin to think, so that we will begin to be the change in our own selves, in our own lives. And I'm telling you, you can't change anything or anybody. You gotta first just change yourself. Just start with you. We thank you so much, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you.